Pleased to be joined by Windsor wrestler Jacob Warren, who is a Dream Team athlete once again last year, Dream Team MVP in wrestling, this year earning one of the 10 spots. Jacob, a heck of a senior and junior year for you, fourth place at state this year, champion in the 145 last year. You've been to the state tournament multiple times. So you've had a pretty great career. So what's it like to you to be able to do what you've done and to be rewarded with Dream Team selections?
It's been great. I've had a great senior season, a great high school career. I'm continuing it into college at Westminster, so I'm excited for that. I didn't have the senior year that I wanted, but it was still fun. I had fun with all my teammates. And I wouldn't give it up for anything. And it's just been great being a part of wrestling at Windsor.
So Westminster, when did that decision get made?
About 2 weeks after state.
Okay, very well. And where is Westminster?
Westminster's in Fulton, Missouri.
Okay, and what excites you the most about that opportunity?
Being able to wrestle under Mike Ironman. He's been my coach since about 7th grade, and he's taught me a lot, and he's an Olympic coach. He was at Rio in 2016, so I can't wait to wrestle underneath him.
Wow, so you're going to get a chance. I mean, you're basically in familiar territory then, so that's pretty cool. I mean, Coach Stofi, I'm sure, was a great influence as well. You got a chance to wrestle under him for several years. The Windsor program has had a track record of good wrestlers. What about the Windsor program do you think has set you or has prepared you for your future?
They taught me to be able to be independent, and I was able to make connections with people, and they're like family now. I'll always have them no matter what. Even in my times of need, I'll always be able to call them, and they'll come back and help me. And they've improved me in wrestling as well as in my everyday life, and I'm thankful for it.
I know a part of growing up is kind of finding out who you are. So when it comes to Westminster and wrestling, what sort of degree are you looking to get into?
I'm going to get a bachelor's in chemistry there. And then they have a program where I can transfer into WashU as soon as I get my bachelor's. And I'm going to get a master's in chemical engineering after that.
All right, so you're trying to get paid, huh?
Yes, I love figuring out problems, and I like chemistry. So I figured I'd combine them into one.
Well, hey, I mean, I don't know what the annual salary is for a chemical engineer, but it sounds like you could make quite a bit. have you studied that aspect of chemical engineering, sort of what you might get paid after college?
The median salary is about $95,000, and I'm looking to do a research position somewhere close, hopefully still in Missouri, but I wouldn't mind leaving Missouri, but I'm always going to come back and visit because of where I grew up and everybody I met here.
All right, $95,000. That sounds really nice. all right, so let's talk about your education. Obviously, that's a big part of your future. What are some academic achievements that you can tell us about? Because, you know, being part of a dream team is not just what you do in your respective sport, but it's what you do in the classroom as well. So kind of inform us as to what you're really proud of there.
I've competed in some math competitions, Jefferson County National Competitions. That's my biggest strong suit is math and science. And I really haven't done much like academically yet. I planned on doing that in college. I'll be doing research and stuff. But like I'm proud of just being able to do my math and science.
All right, so as we wrap up this interview, talk about some memories. Obviously, you winning the championship, state championship last year, getting fourth place this year. But outside of that, in terms of just the interactions with teammates all 4 years at Windsor, what are some things that pop in your head?
Always going out to eat with my team after meets and tournaments. That was one of the best parts of the season because we'd always try to go after every tournament. And almost every meet we'd go out, it was just a great bonding experience with all my friends.
Ryan Yarnell, a guy that's going to SIU Edwardsville, talk about that relationship there for a bit, if you will.
He's been my best friend since probably around 6th grade. We're pretty much brothers now, and no matter since he's going to SIU, we're going to be a little bit apart since I'm in Fulton, but we're still going to be super close. We're still going to hang out every summer and every weekend. So we're not going that far away. Distance isn't going to do anything to our friendship.
All right. Well, that's certainly great to hear. And congratulations on being a Dream Team athlete for the second year in a row. Congratulations on your Dream Team MVP last year, your state championship last year, and certainly the best of luck to you in your future.
Thank you.
All right. That is Jacob Warren of Windsor Wrestling joining us today for his Dream Team interview on Regional Radio.